I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Teaching in an urban school district comes with many challenges. Some are well known. Many have high poverty and crime rates with greater concentrations of disadvantaged families. But there's another challenge teachers face that makes it hard to tackle these problems: turnover in leadership. In Bridgeport, the typical story goes something like this. A superintendent comes in eager to make his or her mark on the failing district. They stay 2 or 3 years, then they're gone. But in their wake, students and teachers remain.
As superintendents come and go, what they value changes, and that affects everyone.
Sheena Graham's a music teacher who's taught in Bridgeport for over 30 years. I sat down with Graham and several of her colleagues recently to talk about school leadership and how it impacts them and their students. Sean Mitchell has been teaching theater at Central High School for 8 years. He says Bridgeport is too often the guinea pig for emerging programs that promise to turn around failing schools or districts.
We're always this, you know, petri dish of testing. They're injecting new things all the time. In Bridgeport, you'll go a year, maybe 2 years, and if it doesn't work, you get something new. And every time when there's a new leader comes in, there's new initiatives. And we can't keep up with all of that, especially as teachers. It's exhausting.
Superintendents from Bridgeport, New Haven, and Hartford, the state's three largest urban districts, resigned abruptly this year. In Bridgeport, disagreements between a school board member and the superintendent led to her leaving. All the teachers I spoke with supported her and hoped she'd stay. But do superintendents really have an impact on the classroom? Music teacher Graham says they do.
So even though people think you're in your room and you do as you want to do, that's not always the case depending on the leadership. So if they are being given the freedom to do what is right for their building and to trust our expertise, then it does open that door and it does trickle down.
And she says, if the superintendent doesn't give teachers that freedom and instead dictates exactly how and what the students learn and when, students also feel these restrictions. So at the end of the day, school leadership matters. David DeRoche, WNPR News.